Our Conversation from BAE Systems.
Hello and welcome to Our Conversation, the podcast for BAE Systems colleagues across the world. I'm Tim Smith, and this time we'll be hearing about BAE Systems' partnership with Invictus UK. We have the half-year results, and also on the way, another very exciting competition. Now, as always, I'm joined by Charles Woodburn, Chief Executive of BAE Systems. Charles, hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Tim. Great to be here again.
And as we're talking about the half-year results, we're also joined by Pete Linus, a regular visitor, of course, Group Finance Director. Pete, hello again. Good to see you.
Yeah, hey, Tim. Good to be back.
And we'll talk to you in more detail about those results later, but you've brought the ledgers with you. You have all the relevant facts and figures, and it's all in hand, I believe.
As well as the abacus.
OK, more from Pete later then. Charles, how would you characterise the first 6 months of this year?
I characterise it as we're on track for the full-year performance, and that full-year performance is basically a mid-single-digit growth, which is better than we've done in recent years in terms of growth rate. So a lot of effort in the business to make sure that we achieve that. Geopolitical environment still remains challenging, but I remind everybody that we've got a strong, close to record order backlog and a very well-positioned portfolio. We've got long-term positions on our key programs. And as I've been saying for a while now, the key thing for us is to be able to deliver on those programs predictably and reliably. And that's what our customers and our shareholders expect of us. And we're making progress on that front. I mean, when I look at the first half of this year compared to the first half of last year, I do see operational improvements. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. We've still got areas we've got to work on, for example, with the US Army and the ramp on the combat vehicles and particularly on the Paladin program. And it was great to have Jerry there, for the results, because we do get questions from our shareholders on that. So we still have areas of, real focus and attention. But broadly, operationally, as I say, period on period or half year on half year, we're definitely seeing some improvements. And I think that's a great credit to everybody that is listening to this, the whole BAE team, that I know it's a big team effort and lots of work. And I think, we get benefit for that. If we can keep doing that, every reporting period and predictably do this for, 1, 2, 3 years and show that growth coming through, then we'll get rewarded in that in terms of the valuation of the company.
Okay, well, let's bring Pete Linus into the proceedings then. Pete, time for your biannual take on the numbers. What were the headlines for you?
Yeah, headlines. Sales were at £9.4 billion, and that was up 4% after you removed the effects of exchange translation for, we have 40% of the business in the US, so you always get a movement between pound and dollar, but 4% on a like-for-like basis. On our profit before interest and tax, that was £999 million. That was up 9% higher than last year. Last year we had a number of operational issues that we had to deal with in terms of the impact on the results. None of those this year, so a much improved position. On our earnings per share, that's profit after tax divided by all those shares we have out there in the market, the earnings per share was at 21.9 pence, and that's up 11%, so great result. And then order backlog, again, we had $1 billion of growth in our US businesses, really impressive. And on the dividend, which is so important to many of our shareholders, we increased again by 4.4% to 9.4 pence per share. And clearly the dividend we pay is a core investment proposition for our shareholders. We've got about half of them are income funds, and we are one of the top UK FTSE 100 companies for dividend payments. And the increase in that dividend, which is the largest increase since 2011, clearly reflects an increased confidence in the outlook for the business and performance year to date. And what we need to do is turn that into cash in the second half, particularly in as Charles mentioned, in those combat vehicle programs in the US. What we then do, as well as the results, we talk about the guidance for the full year, and we reconfirmed that we expect around mid-single-digit growth in earnings and slightly better cash flow than we previously guided back in February. So all round, it was solid, and the shareholder reaction has been great.
OK, Pete, Charles, for the moment, thank you very much indeed. Coming up next, we're talking about the Invictus Games. Now, the Invictus Games is an international sporting event for wounded, injured or sick armed services personnel and veterans competing in events ranging from wheelchair basketball to athletics. BAE Systems is partnering with Invictus UK to support competitors preparing for the Invictus Games at The Hague in the Netherlands next year. Charles, Invictus, of course, has really gathered momentum since it was set up in 2014 by Prince Harry. Must be very important, the partnership to BAE Systems.
Absolutely, Tim. So we're very proud to be the presenting partner of Invictus UK for 2019 and 2020. The games are a huge inspiration for veterans, anyone with disabilities, and they generate, a wider understanding of people who serve their country, which is very important for us and given the work that we do. The games are just the tip of the iceberg, though. There's a whole program of support for the veterans, sport and being part of a team to support their physical and mental rehabilitation. And it's fair to say that our employees feel a very close connection to the armed forces because of the work that we do. So from my perspective, this is one of the great things about the partnership and the opportunity for our people to get involved, volunteer, show their support is such an important thing for the company.
Well, it does sound like a fantastic partnership. Let's hear more about it, Charles. We got a taste of the excitement around the International Invictus Games recently with a visit to the Invictus UK trials in Sheffield. Our conversation's Chris Hawkins was there to meet some of those involved.
Welcome to 100 Kilo Club. 3 1 9.
Yes, I'm with Michelle Turner, who's ex-RAF. When was that, Michelle?
I've served for 21 years, up until last year.
How important would you say are the BAE Systems volunteers?
Oh, they are incredible, and I've met quite a few this week, and we all keep saying to them, thank you, thank you, thank you. But equally, I think they're also a little bit inspired, you know, by walking around and seeing what's going on and yeah, incredible.
69 kilograms.
My name is James Knight and I'm a field support representative.
What's the plan for today then?
Well, I'm volunteering tonight for the wheelchair basketball final. I've decided to come here and watch and spectate and see all the other events that are going on throughout the day.
That's a sport that's played at some speed, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I watched the wheelchair rugby as well earlier on, which was brutal. I mean, they do not hold back. It's, yeah, really enjoyable. It's really good to see that the effort and enthusiasm that everyone puts into it. So, yeah, really, really good.
Hi, so my name's Abby Kasparis, and I've just competed in the lightweight category for powerlifting.
And Abby, the all-important question, how was it?
It was amazing. I was so nervous beforehand, but I always get nervous, so that's a normal thing, so that's good. There was such a buzz when I came out here. There's so many people watching, and the atmosphere is amazing.
Abby, tell me your story. How come you're competing?
I kind of got involved in the Invictus process a little while ago. So I went to the Open Day in 2017 and kind of just had a go at different sports. I didn't realise that I was able to even try out for Invictus because I was still serving. I thought it was just for veterans, and somebody from Help for Heroes told me that wasn't the case. So I went to Open Day, had a go at different sports, really loved powerlifting. I kind of then just tried out, and I was lucky enough to be selected last year, so I've just carried on.
So you are still serving?
I am technically still serving. But at the minute I'm just on long-term sick, so that's why Invictus is really important, because it helps get me out of bed. Sometimes, you know, the life can be quite difficult, so I think having a really good focus, you know, and it just helps your confidence and so many things.
Chris Hawkins there, talking to Invictus UK's Ambassador Michelle Turner, to BAE Systems volunteer James Knight, and to competitor Abby Kasparis. Now, we're delighted to be joined by two BAE Systems colleagues who are at the trials. On the line are Russell Hunt from Maritime Services, who competed in the trials, and also Hannah McFarlane from Applied Intelligence, who was one of more than 50 employee volunteers at the event. Now, Russell, let me come to you first. Tell us a bit about your background, if you will.
So I was in the Royal Navy for 9.5 years. I was a marine engineer and artificer in the Navy, and I was injured back in 2006, so well before Help for Heroes or anything like that sort of existed and was around. In the last 18 months or 2 years, I've finally got my act together with it all and started getting back into sports and getting back out into the world.
So how did you become involved with Invictus UK to begin with?
I got in touch with Help for Heroes, like I said, about 18 months, 2 years ago, with a service they offer called Hidden Wounds, which deals with mental health issues. So this year I took part in the big battlefield bike ride around Normandy. So that was at the start of June. That was 450-mile cycling around Normandy. Wow. Through the process of doing the training and getting involved with that, the opportunity come up to go to a couple of the Invictus training weekends and try out some adaptive sports.
And presumably you've really enjoyed what you've been doing. How has it helped you? How has it helped your rehabilitation, physically and mentally?
Yeah, it's been an amazing experience being involved in it all and being around like-minded people, but we're all there and we're all trying to get everything sorted and get everything back on track for us, ourselves. For I played rugby for many years, started when I was 10, 11, played for my ship when I was serving, and when I was injured, I simply couldn't do it anymore because I've got lower leg injuries, and most insurances for clubs wouldn't even consider insuring me because of the supports that I have to wear. So it just sort of stopped, just gave up on it all and resigned myself to the fact that and everything else would just never be able to be done again. And I didn't really consider trying anything else. And Invictus has enabled me to do that. It's massively helped with my fitness, which massively helps with sort of mental health and getting out and meeting people and all that sort of stuff as well.
And in addition to all of that, we should say, and we don't want you to be modest here, of course, you've been rather successful, haven't you, at the sports that you've taken part in?
Yeah, so two medals from last week, a gold medal in a wheelchair rugby and a bronze medal in cycling. So I was really, really happy with that. I couldn't be prouder of that. I couldn't be prouder that my boy got to see it and see a little bit of what I used to be like.
Well, Charles and Pete are with me. Pretty inspirational stuff there from Russell, I think you'd agree.
Yeah, congratulations, Russell. I think it's a huge achievement. I actually watched the video that you have on the BAE website. Truly an inspirational story. And I think, you know, we're very proud that you've done so well on behalf of BAE. I was going to ask you about wheelchair rugby. I mean, it looks, and from what I've seen of it, to be a very physically demanding event. So can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so in players' circles, it's also called murder ball. So that gives you some sort of idea at the levels that are going on there. It's a brilliant sport. It is hard work. It is very energetic. It's certainly some of the bigger players hurtling towards you. It can be painful at times when they rattle into you. But it's an amazing camaraderie between the players.
Well, we're very proud to have so many veterans such as yourself working for us around the world. And it's one of the many reasons that this partnership is so important for us.
Hey, Russell, it's Pete. It's interesting, you know, I've got pretty strong connections with the armed forces. My dad and two of his brothers were both in the Navy. My grandfather served in the Army in the First World War and was badly wounded. I've got a nephew who's in the Army, and my niece's partner is a Marine. And for me, you know, the company support for Invictus is really brought to life and given meaning by your story. Very impressive. And I know on the video on the website, you talk about being proud to work for the company. It has to be said that the company is absolutely proud to have you working for the company and really grateful for your service through your years in the Navy. Inspirational. Top man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Extremely inspirational. Russell, for the moment, thank you very much. Let me bring Hannah into the conversation. Hannah, tell us why you applied to volunteer then at the trials in the first place.
Hello. Firstly, I want to say congratulations to Russell. Just brilliant to have him part of the company, and watching compete was fantastic, so well done. Okay, it was something I saw on the BAE intranet, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is for me. I used to be an air cadet as a teenager. I'm currently a civilian instructor, a mental health first aider, and pretty much all of my friends are in the services. So I kind of understand, you know, people that are going through struggles, but I always watch the sports, and to get an opportunity to go there was just too good to be true.
And was it what you expected when you got there?
I expected so much, but going there, just, you know, the feel, it's kind of really hard to describe just how amazing it was to be there. The feelings, you know, the competitors, the family, the friends, I think we're all still completely buzzing off it.
It's obviously a great partnership, as we've heard. What are the benefits, do you think, of this partnership to everybody who's been involved in this?
I think just for kind of the world to see as well what we do in the background. As a defence company, sometimes there's a little bit of a frown on what we do, but, you know, we do amazing things, and supporting employees that we have that have been in the services and being a part of the partnership, I think, is such a brilliant step.
So, Hannah, tell us a bit about the experience you had then as a volunteer, and what did you actually have to do?
So we had a range of tasks to do each day. We had different roles, so it was very varied. I was there for 3 days, so we did ticketing. I managed to carry the medals out on stage for the powerlifting finals, which was fantastic. Met a world champion who can lift over 500 kilograms in weight in a deadlift, which is incredible.
Wow, that really is very impressive. You clearly enjoyed this immensely.
I miss it so much. I just want to go back. I've since registered to volunteer with Help for Heroes as well, so this is definitely something that I want to kind of pick up.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck with that for the future. I'm sure you will be involved again. Thank you for joining us as well, and thanks also to Russell. Charles, it must be great to see the partnership having such a positive impact for employees, as well as the veterans and the service personnel involved with Invictus UK.
Well, Hannah, yeah, I have to say, as a fellow former air cadet, I can say to you that it's absolutely fantastic to see so many of our people involved in Sheffield. There were some very moving and personal stories around that. So in the end, we had over 50 volunteers going along. And like Hannah, I think it's fair to say they all had a very inspirational experience. So I'd like to take the opportunity now to thank all of our volunteers for being such great ambassadors for the company, and most importantly, for supporting the veterans and the service personnel who gain so much from the Invictus programme. So thank you very much, Hannah, and all of the others.
Well, that's fantastic. You clearly had a wonderful time. Hannah and Russell, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Coming up next on the programme, we've got a question from one of your colleagues, Charles.
Our conversation.
We're joined on the line by Dr. John Hogan, who's a programme director in the electronic systems Fast Labs business based in Burlington, Massachusetts. John, hello. Welcome to the podcast. You're through to Charles. What's your question, please?
Okay, we've seen some growth in our company's investments in cross-business unit collaborations for cross-domain solutions. For example, Electronic Systems is currently involved in a UK-US collaboration of BAE Systems naval experts called Project Sprat. They're identifying market opportunities for undersea mission systems of interest to the navies of both the US and the UK. My question is, do you see this as a trend in which more of these cross-enterprise collaborations will take place for cross-domain technology solutions?
Well, John, thanks for the question. You've touched on a number of important themes there for us, and in my mind, they're all key to our future success. As I've said before, we are looking to increase over time our investment in self-funded R&D, which alongside the customer-funded R&D will help us to identify and develop new technologies. So from my perspective, there's a lot that we can do with that technology, and making sure that we explore the opportunities to broadly utilize it across different markets and domains is absolutely critical, which is where the collaboration comes in. So obviously where it's approved and appropriate to our customers, this is a key opportunity. And of course, it's only possible when we really get better at collaborating across the business.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. John Hogan, thank you very much indeed. Programme Director in the Electronic Systems Fast Labs business based in Burlington, Massachusetts. Now, if you'd like to pose a question on a future podcast, all you have to do is drop us a line to ourconversation@baesystems.com. That's ourconversation@baesystems.com. Now, to end our podcast, we have a competition for you, as promised, this time inspired by the Invictus Trials competitors, and you could win one of three Garmin sports watches. They sound fantastic and well worth winning. If you'd like to win one, all you have to do is answer this question. Earlier in the programme, we spoke to Russell Hunt about his success in the Invictus Trials, but in which event did he win a gold medal? I hope you were listening carefully, because he did give us the answer. In what event did Russell Hunt win a gold medal during the Invictus Trials? Send your answers to the usual email. It's ourconversation@baesystems.com. That's ourconversation@baesystems.com. And we'll announce the winners on our next podcast. Charles, that's more or less it for this time. I think we've just got space to mention the Chairman's Awards very, very quickly one more time, because the deadline is coming up, isn't it?
Exactly. And I'd just like to put a quick reminder out to everybody that the Chairman's Awards nominations window closes on the 9th of August. So it's coming up quickly. And I'd encourage everyone to get involved in that. It's a great, great competition to really celebrate all that we do that's great. And, having attended it now for the last 2 or 3 years, it's a fantastic experience. So please think about it, get with your teams and get your entries in the system before the 9th of August.
Okay, Charles, thank you for that. Well, that's it for this edition of Our Conversation. We're back next month with a visit to DSEI. So until then, from me, Tim Smith, from Pete Linus and from Charles Woodburn, it's goodbye.
Our Conversation, back next month.